For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. More than a year since historic rain produced South Carolina's devastating flood, crisis counselors from the State Department of Mental Health's Carolina United program continue to locate and help flood victims. However, hearing from thousands of victims about their problems can have an effect on the counselors as well. Counselor Lewis Hicks talked about some of the damage the flood inflicted on his clients.
People had mold in the house. Some people were dislocated. They had lost income because they were not able to work, had lost the cars. But most of the people that we did meet was devastated a lot more around housing stuff. And we definitely saw increasing use of alcohol, drugs. People that were part of the recovery community were relapsing. Saw a lot of people that were dealing with shame, that were living with HIV because they were having to release the information, and then the people began to know that they were HIV positive, which they worried about their confidentiality.
Hearing about suffering of all kinds day after day can cause stress and depression in the counselors, according to mental health program manager William Wells, and it's not just the counselors in the field who are affected.
When we've had the phone banks operated, the public information phone system, we've even had people who are on the phones for 2 and 3 shifts and were saying, we need some mental health support in this room to deal with some of the things that we're hearing about. This is one of the reasons that we try very hard to put programs such as this in mental health centers themselves. It puts them in touch with trained clinicians who can pick up on things such as that and bring it to the supervisor's attention if they feel it's necessary.
According to Hicks, counselors are trained to recognize problems among themselves and take steps to reduce the strain of constant dealing with hardship.
We talk about the stress. We take the breaks. We learn how to relax. We know that we need some downtime. We share our problems and concerns when it seems like we're not able to get some form of resolution to whatever the situation may be. And we've had a wealth of resources and referrals and linkage to care and services that has made a difference.
Counselor Essie Garner said services are available for the counselors who aren't able to work out the stress by the regular routine.
There was one of our team members who got a little counseling for herself.
Hicks said counselors prepare themselves when they go out into still suffering communities. He listed another technique that helps counselors to deal with the trauma they encounter daily.
We try not to allow one group of us to stay just in one community over and over and over. We try to move around to give people a break from if there's a community that more devastated or impacted than another.
Garner estimated that the 12 teams across the state have served between 20,000 and 30,000 flood victims. Carolina United's funding will run out December 16th, but counselors have been consistently guiding their clients to ongoing services. A one-stop number for assistance, Garner said, is 211, operated by the United Way.
They're simple. You get your telephone, you pick it up, you dial 211, and then you just listen to whatever your need is and hit whatever key you need to hit. You can also go online with www.211.org.
All three mental health workers stressed that there is no shame in asking for help and urged anyone who still needs flood recovery services to call 211. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.